Doris Herzl, and I'm the host of this show. And I brought two of my colleagues from SKF to talk about agricultural challenges. And let me introduce my colleagues. What about you, Michael? Who are you and why are you on this show?
Hello, Doris. Thank you for introducing me. My name is Michael Stewart Lord, and I started at SKF in South Africa way back in 1985 as an application engineer. The one thing that people do not realize that are not involved in my work is that bearings are everywhere. Anything that rotates has a bearing. And so I've become very, very interested in many, many industries over the years. But today we're going to talk about agricultural machines and the importance of bearings in agricultural machines.
So the other guest I have here on the show is Bernd. Bernd, who are you and why are you on this show?
Hello, Doris. Hello, Michael. My name is Bernd Albert. I'm in the SKF organization, the agricultural training engineer, and I'm providing the agricultural help desk in SKF. Before, I was working for agricultural OEM, for agricultural machinery distributors, and some years I was working as a practical farmer.
Cool. So you actually know agricultural machinery all around, inside and outside, and you bring a lot of experience to this table as an actual user, right?
Yeah, I think so. At least the machinery I used, I sowed. So means what we use in Central Europe. Maybe not the rice combine, but I know something about that, yes.
All right. So today's episode is going to be called To Change or Not to Change, Bearings and Application and Agricultural Applications. And for me, it's kind of like I'm not a very knowledgeable person when it comes to agri machinery. But what I hear a lot from people is agricultural application bearings are cheap and simple. They don't matter. So Bernd, with your experience, is this true?
It's absolutely not true. I could say, well, try it and you will learn. You are so far right. This is a very, very common misconception, misunderstanding. But giving you an example, just you are a farmer sitting on your combine. In summertime, it's good weather, but the rain radar shows 4 hours, 5 hours, the rain will come. First hour, everything goes well. Combine is doing round by round and you're harvesting. But then there's some little vibration, little noise. Something is not going well. What's going on? And then it happens. A bearing fails and the combine, the whole machine stands. And this means you have to repair. This day is lost. So in 5 hours, you have rain. Now you have to go to the workshop. You have to repair. You have to change the bearing. And this means not only losing 4 hours time of harvest, for as you know, in Central Europe, our summer is about 1 week. So then, you have to wait for the next time to harvest. That may be 1 week, 2 weeks. Within that time, your wheat or whatever you are harvesting loses quality, means you as a farmer lose money. And this misconception of cheap bearings in agricultural machinery can become very, very expensive. So cheap solution becomes extremely expensive for the farmer.
So when I hear that there's a huge impact on the bearings when it comes to the environment, or the challenges for the bearings as such are very much driven by the environment that bearings in agricultural machinery is performing in. So, Michael, maybe you want to talk or guide us a little bit on the different kind of impacts that you're seeing from your experience that have a bad impact on the bearings.
Well, I think you've got to realize, and it's fairly obvious, that farming machinery has to work in a very harsh environment. Mud, straw, water, and these all have an effect on the machinery, whether you're actually plowing, or whether you're planting, or whether you're harvesting. These can all have an effect. In addition, the fertilizers that are used can have a corrosive effect on the bearings. So you've got to, when you actually design a bearing for agricultural applications, you've got to take all these effects into account. And you've got to design a bearing that's appropriate for that particular environment. I mean, bearings are always taken for granted until they start failing. And then all of a sudden, then they can create problems, as Bernd described, where you have a surprise that you didn't expect and a surprise that you didn't want. So it's important to have bearings with the correct characteristics that'll function in a particular environment.
Mm. So then when you talk about mud, when you talk about water, when you talk about fertilizers, how does that actually impact the design? Do you have concrete examples for the listeners?
Well, from an SKF point of view and our company Peer Bearings, who have been involved in agricultural machines for many, many years, the things that we take into account are the seals, because agricultural bearings are typically provided with seals, but they're not standard seals like industrial machinery. They're seals that are designed for a very harsh environment. They can have a single lip, but it would be a longer lip, so it would take a longer time to wear, or it could have a triple lip, or even up to 6 lips, or even 9 lips, depending on the size of the field that you're, for example, harvesting or plowing. So you've got to think of the seals and the type of material that the seals is manufactured from. You've got to think of the grease. It's important that you keep the contamination away from the bearing raceway. So you've got to think of the quantity of the grease and the amount of grease that you put into a bearing before you grease it. In industrial applications, you put a small quantity of grease because the speeds are very, very high, for example, in an electric motor. But in agricultural applications, the speeds are relatively slow. It's more important to ensure that you have a lot of grease in the bearing to keep out the contamination. You've also got to consider the cage design. It's often a polyamide cage or a plastic cage, which is flexible. It is resilient. So that cage can function well when lubrication is marginal or contamination does eventually enter the bearing. You've also got to consider the corrosion. You might have some special plating on the shroud that contains the seal, on the collar that locks the bearing onto the shaft, and on the bearing rings. So there's a lot of various aspects or features that we consider when we manufacture bearing for agricultural applications.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was so complex. But then I'm wondering, I mean, when you take all these things in consideration, for most applications, you have the same challenges, right? So, I mean, would you use the same bearings then, just like the different sizes in the different agri applications, Bernd?
No, absolutely not. So the variety is it's huge. It's enormous. Just think about a little hobby farmer in Bavaria with 20 hectares. He wants a good machine, but he needs another machine. He needs another bearing in his machine, as the big scale farmer in Ukraine with 80,000 hectares, or maybe even more extreme. In North America, we have contractor companies starting the harvest at the Mexican border and during the whole season working with their machines up north, but to the Canadian border and maybe even far more north. So it's sometimes families living like nomads with their machines and the camping, and they're doing hectares after hectares. They need other machines, they need other bearings than the little farmer in Central Europe. The application is extremely important. Just imagine the disc plow in a rice field in Thailand working half underwater, or imagine the grain crop combine in Central Europe working under extremely dry, stuffy conditions.
That's really interesting, Bernd. So what you're saying is it's not just the bearing design that makes the difference. It's also design for application. Do I get that right?
Yeah, this is right. It's design for application and design for performance.
Oh, okay. So when I hear that, why would actually bearings break down if this is all considered? And I mean, from what I understand, it's quite difficult and complex to look at the bearings individually if they're all individually designed for performance.
How do you mean this? We can design for enough performance, for the right performance for the little farm, and we can design for the right performance for the big scale farm, as an example. So, of course, the performance for the big scale farmer will be in the end more expensive. That design could also work on the little farm, but well, the Ukrainian farmer with 80,000 hectares within 2 weeks does more than the Bavarian hobby farmer within 12 years.
Okay. I understand that. But what I'm actually wondering, I mean, when I hear that and it's so well thought through, why do bearings break down, or why is machinery then actually breaking down? I mean, you were talking about the experience you had machinery breaking down in the midst of the harvest. Why are bearings breaking down?
Well, everything in this world has its lifetime, also a bearing, even a quality bearing. But farmers can prevent this by checking the machine before. So I think every good farmer checks his combine on everything just before the harvest season starts. But also, sometimes you maybe make the wrong choice, buying a cheap machine, thinking, oh, well, this is a cheap machine, I want this. Looks the same as the other one, which is double the price, but then the elements of the machine may be worse. And one of the elements is the bearing.
So this sounds all really good when it comes to the design and the usage and performance. I'm wondering, though, I mean, there is maintenance needed. And how would you actually then look at the bearings when it comes to maintenance? What's your point of view?
Well, there is several points. Not all bearings are the same. Lots of bearings, especially in the attachments, tillage machinery, and so they are maintenance free. There you don't have to do so much, just having a look from time to time, keep them clean and so on. But other bearings are to be re-greased, and you have to do this always and very regularly. So not once a month a lot, but every day a little. This is helping. But for example, the combine, every good farmer does a combine check on everything, on every element in his combine before the harvest. So then he can find out, oh, maybe this bearing, this part of the combine is not working as it should be. Let's better change it before the machine goes into action. For during harvest time, there's no time to lose for that. Another thing, disc harrows. With disc harrows, farmers normally change the bearings together with the discs. When the discs are worn down, then at once he's changing also the bearings because the machine is demounted at all. So this belongs very much also on the application. But main point is have a look at your bearings, even if it's maintenance-free bearing. Have a look at it, and if it's not maintenance free, keep it greased.
I mean, you were most likely at one point or the other decide that you need to change a bearing. If you are not certain, I assume that you would exchange the bearing with the same kind of bearing and bearing designation. Or how should a farmer actually look at the replacement or the service company? How do you decide on replacement, Michael? Do you have any advice when it comes to that?
Well, first look at the brand that you're using. And I would use a proven brand. I would look at the designation on the bearing, because the designation on the bearing gives you information about the bearing. And the information that you have on the designation will tell you something about the characteristics of the bearing. So I would encourage people not to just simply replace, but look at whether you can obtain a bearing that will perform longer, will perform better because of the characteristics that I described earlier regarding sealing, lubrication, the bearing cage, and the bearing's ability to resist corrosion.
Okay, that sounds really, I mean, I understand that you are a bearing expert, Michael. And when I look at designations, I might have an idea, but do you really think that the designation for somebody will actually tell them what it is? I mean, how would I find the right bearing? What questions should I ask if buying a replacement bearing? I mean,
you should go to a reputable bearing supplier, and a reputable bearing supplier will be able to give you advice, would be able to tell you what the designations mean, what the characteristics of the bearings that are required. So, for example, we were talking about using a correct bearing in a combine harvester. And just like you purchase any machine component, there are machine components and there are machine components. And different machine components have different internal designs. They have different internal geometries. They have different internal characteristics. They have different external sealing. So it's important that you get advice from somebody at a bearing supplier that understands what he's offering to the farmer.
If you're going to the bearing distributor, always have the application in mind. So sealing is one of the points, but also how many turns does it do and so on. So the application is the one and all. This is important.
And I mean, on one hand, you have probably farmers working on their own maintenance, but there's also, I mean, agricultural service companies. What kind of advice would you give to them? Is there particular trainings or something you do when it comes to bearings? Because, I mean, even though we feel as a bearing company that bearings are the most important thing, and yes, they are important, but then again, there's a lot of other important parts of the machinery as well. How do you actually help service companies and farmers to really get the knowledge they need?
Well, we have some info material for farmers. We have info material for distributors. We do trainings with distributors if they think they want to know more on agricultural machinery, if they think this is a market for them. Then we can do trainings. We are not only the supplier of bearings. We are much, much more. So we can do trainings. We can inform them. We have materials for them.
Out of curiosity, I mean, we learned now what's important when it comes to the bearings and the performance part. How do we actually work with original equipment manufacturers to kind of do innovations on the bearings? Do you have some kind of insights for the listeners how this is actually done, and is there things happening in the machinery as such?
I think what customers, what final customers, what farmers should know is that especially the big OEMs, you all know them, green, yellow color or red color or green color, yellow color, they always use bearings from proven suppliers. And they are testing before they are starting to mount them on serial machines. Sometimes this testing of a bearing takes 2 years, sometimes even more.
Well, that's interesting. Michael, are we testing in SKF together with the OEMs, or how is that usually done?
We test together with the OEMs. By developing bearings, providing specific samples, by possibly reverse engineering. We also have our own in-house tests where we can simulate bearings working in a very, very harsh environment. For example, one of the tests that we carry out is a test where the bearings are immersed in a mud slurry. And the bearings are put inside inside a series of wheels, and the wheels are moved from side to side to simulate forces on the wheels. And we can actually test our bearings as well as competitor bearings, and we can actually establish how long these bearings will perform in these very difficult tests. So we can assess the performance of the seals, we can assess the performance of the grease, and we can assess the performance of the components in a corrosive environment by subjecting the bearings, for example, to a salt test. So there's various in-house tests that we do, plus we supply samples to the manufacturer that they can test bearings on their own equipment.
So are there currently ongoing? Is there any tests ongoing currently? Not to tell too much, but is there something in the pipeline where news will be out?
We will be introducing bearings that are specific for harvesting machines early next year in spring, and we will have the flexibility of being able to put these bearings into various different types of housings, and these bearings will have various different types of seals depending on the performance that is required from the particular harvester.
Okay, that sounds interesting, but I understand we're going to talk about that maybe again next year. So just to round up the session, is there one thing that the listeners of the show should remember after the show?
Yeah, I have one point, and this is, it's not only agriculture, it's always in life. Quality is not expensive. It's an investment for the farmer. It's absolutely economic.
Mm-hmm. Michael, one thing from your end, what do you want people to remember?
Ensure that when you replace bearings, with a quality brand. Get advice from people that understand bearings. So that when you are maintaining your bearings, you can avoid unplanned failures, because that is the crux, is unplanned failures.
Okay, so thank you so much, Bernd. Thank you so much, Michael. That was really interesting. I learned quite a lot. And for all the listeners from the show, we will actually add Michael and Bernd's contact in the show notes, as well as some links to material to learn more about bearings and how to choose them. Let us know if you like the show. If you have any ideas, come back to us.